let's talk about, first of all, the Tender Bar, which came out officially in late December and then began streaming last week. And from what I've seen, it's been a phenomenal reaction to it. How are you? Well, what are you thinking of the response to the film in the early days here?
No, I'm really excited. I think the response is wonderful. I mean, it's one of those, you know, you're always biased when it's your own project, certainly, and certainly a project like this with such incredible people that are really actually genuinely incredible people. So I would be lying if I said I wasn't rooting for this kind of response, but it's just a wonderful story. It's a real story. It's a coming of age, a success story in many respects. And I really felt like, I felt hopeful that people would really connect with that. Certainly in this time right now where, you know, kind of a feel good, good story is probably pretty welcome for a lot of folks right now. So no, I'm excited. I'm really happy, but you never know. There's so much good content out these days, and you never know what's going to connect with people. And so yeah, it was really exciting to see the early response.
Now, had you read the book before you got the opportunity to be in the film?
You know, I had read it a while ago. I'd read it a couple years after the book came out. I had actually taken a memoir class at the University of Southern Maine, after college. We read that book and I loved it. And so it was kind of in my mind, and I was like, oh, and so when I saw that project, come up through the casting world and with my agent, I was really excited about it, because that's all you ever want to do as an actor, is, you know, play a real human in the world, you know, a real character. And Joey D was that. And so I was really excited.
And it helped too that they shot the film in Massachusetts, which made about a couple of months on the set, right? Made that a little bit easier for you.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I always joke, you know, I don't think I ever would have gotten close to a movie set if Massachusetts hadn't passed those wonderful tax incentives that they have. And hopefully maybe someday Maine will have, because it's given me access to these types of projects where, you know, if it was only, New York or LA or Atlanta or something, I probably wouldn't get as many opportunities to do.
We're talking with Matt Delamater about the Tender Bar here on Downtown. Now, working with George Clooney had to be a treat. We keep trying to get him on the show. He may have a little bit too much going on for us, but we've talked to so many people who've been in his orbit and who've worked with him, and they all say the same thing, that this is just, he's a working actor, even with all the success, and he's an actor's director and a down-to-earth guy.
100%. I mean, I think anytime you get a phone call where somebody, you know, a casting director says, you know, you're George Clooney's number one choice for a role, I think the only response is jumping up and down a little bit, you know, like a kid, because he is, you know, he's been one of my favorite actors for over a long, long time. I love his work. And, you know, he is everything that you hope him to be. He is kind. He is grounded. I think he very much connects with himself as his, you know, early days in acting, as you know, as just, you know, hustling and working really hard for the roles, and he's an incredible director. He works incredibly well with actors. It's truly a dream to get to be on George Clooney's set, and he's just a wonderful guy. So yes, 100%.
And it was such a great role for Ben Affleck. He's getting some awards attention, and I think deservedly so. What was he like to work with?
You know, it's funny. Ben, he's a big star, man. And it's always, you know, for me at least, it's always a little, you know, intimidating when you get to work on sets like that, and because you want to do a good job, you want to rise to the occasion, and so you never really know. And so, you know, Ben was an absolute delight to get to work with. He is probably one of the hardest working actors I've ever had the luxury of working with, and he's always prepared. He's incredibly generous as an actor. Like he listens, he's with you on every one of your takes as much as his own. And it really helps create a genuine environment that I think is makes the work a lot better. And so I was to get pretty much every single one of my scenes was with Ben and Max Casella and Michael Braun, who played Chief and Bobo in the Dickens scenes. And so just to get to kind of have that and to get that right out of the way where there's no, you know, big star kind of, intimidation issues. He was just one of the guys an incredible man to work with, and I think he deserves every bit of praise.
Well, the Dickens scenes were so good. First of all, I want a bar like that in my town, and the relationship that you guys all have, Max and Michael and Ben and you, especially with the young J.R., Daniel, who's such a terrific talent. But, boy, those scenes were great. And you guys, you're all just such pros that you made those characters very real.
Oh, thank you for that, Richard. Obviously, any chance you get to work with incredible people, I think it only makes you better in a lot of ways. I feel really lucky on that, on that point. But, yeah, Daniel, I mean, that was Daniel's first film. You know, it's amazing. And he had such honesty. I think in a lot of, sometimes child actors get a hard time or something because they're new and sometimes can be challenging, but he was such a delight to work with. And I think a really good reminder of that this work is fun. You know, it's really fun work, and he just had a blast every day on set, and so did the rest of the guys. And it was honestly a trip to get to, in the middle of COVID, be going to work every day, sitting at like a smoky bar with a bunch of people drinking fake beer, smoking fake cigarettes, when that is not something you could do in any way, shape, or form outside the walls of the soundstage. So it was a very surreal experience in multiple ways.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Matt, but I think that may also be one of the reasons why the film resonates so much, because I found myself watching it saying, oh yeah, that's one of the other things that we don't get to do as much anymore. And just to have that camaraderie, that group of guys together, giving each other a hard time like you do.
Yeah, I'm 100%. I mean, I told many people that I think my favorite day, you know, that first week was the first week of shooting. We did a lot of the 80s scene, the scenes with Ty. It was just like a blast every day. It was like a bunch of guys just giving each other a hard time. We had this other day, which was like my favorite day on set, where we got to go play softball all together, which you see it in the beginning of the film a little bit, but we basically had this day where the guys from the Dickens had like a softball team, and we were playing, and Ben was pitching, and we all got to kind of play softball for the day. And George, a former professional baseball player in the I believe he was in the Reds organization, he's a really good athlete and a really good baseball player. And so I think I called my dad. I got home, that day. I was like, I got to play pass with George Clooney for like 30 minutes and pitch to him. Like, was that real? Did that really happen? That was crazy. It was just, it felt very much like I'm getting paid to do this. This is crazy. It was a wonderful time.
Now, you've got not only a day job, but a really good one. You're the director of finance at Oxbow Brewing. How does that work out with a film career?
You know, I'm really lucky. I was a former banker. I worked in banking for a long, long time. And when I first started in acting, and I always joke that I kind of had to use all my vacation days and hide to go to go to auditions and so on and so forth or whatever, but Oxbow has been a dream. I actually got the job when I had a beer television show called Local Brew TV on YouTube, and they're a wonderful creative company. They really value, people having all their creative pursuits outside of just their job. So because I'm the finance guy, I'm not the one making the beer, so to speak. So I have a little bit more flexibility on that front. So it allows me to kind of work remotely and some stuff that I need to. So I get to juggle it all. And I think at the end of the day, the actor's credo, don't quit your day job. You never know when the phone's going to ring again. So I feel really lucky. I get to be a part of a passionate group of people, amazing people like the team at Oxbow, and get to do this work on stage and on sets when I can.
You're preaching to the choir. I'm a full-time high school teacher. The radio I do on the side, and then I do acting and improv on the side when I get a chance. And it's great to have a full-time gig that keeps you anchored but gives you the flexibility to pursue those other passions.
Yeah, and we're Mainers, Rich. We all got to wear multiple hats, right? That's what you do, everybody's got three jobs. That's how it works. We got to keep busy. But yeah, I think it just keeps me sane, because I think if I had to, and as much as I have so much respect for working actors that just work nonstop, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to be one of them someday. But I think for me, if I had to only wait for that phone to ring, I might go a little crazy. So plus I had this whole other part of my brain as a business person or a, you know, financial person that I'm really lucky that I get to use too. And it kind of makes me really grateful for when I get to be on set or on stage. So
you were also in a terrific movie back 5 or 6 years ago that took place in Maine. It was shot in Massachusetts with Jason Sudeikis. I really love Tumble Down.
I love that as well. Yeah, and I'm getting to work with Sean Mishaw and his wife Desmond Hill, and that whole crew was a dream. And, you know, I've worked with Sean a lot since on stage projects in Maine, and I love that film. And he was, talk about a real, you know, delightful human to work with, Jason Sudeikis, man. And you know, he deserves all the praise and accolades he's getting for his work on Ted Lasso. But yeah, and Rebecca Hall as well. She's just such gifted people. I love that. Thank you for bringing that up. I love that film. Wonderful film.
And you also did a terrific series. Of course, Stephen King owns our station, but we're not biased at all. But Castle Rock was great. We had Melanie Lynskey on the show, but that was a really good series.
Oh, I love that. You know, come on, you can't, being a Mainer growing up, you can't not love Stephen King, and he's such an incredible writer. And I love that, you know, they bring so much of his work to life. So yeah, I mean, any chance, you know, I'll do anything that a Stephen King associate with it if I'm lucky enough. You know, I love that project. And just anytime you get to kind of dive into a world like that, like, you know, they took over this little town in Mass and made it that world. And that was a dream. It was really cool.
Well, you know, acting, it's about talent, obviously, first and foremost, but also getting to know people and networking and having this relationship now with George Clooney, Ben Affleck, that's got to help. And I have to think this performance in this wonderful film is going to open even more doors for you.
You know, I think that's always the goal, Rick, is that you get to do more, you know, work leads to work. And, you know, my rule, I always try, I can't control so many things in this world, this crazy acting world, you know, so I always try to show up on time, you know, try to add, you know, value to whatever I'm doing, and hopefully, even if they're like, man, you know, that guy wasn't a very good actor, but he was good to work with, you know, he worked hard, and I'm proud of the work in this film, and I was lucky enough recently to get to work on an NBC show, Chicago PD, and that was that aired last week. That was a wonderful, wonderful crew of people to work with. So hopefully people see it, and you know, they keep giving me more chances to get to do it, because that's certainly the goal.
I remember a director telling several of us years ago in a show, I look for the three A's when I cast: affability, availability, and ability. And the first two are a lot more important than the third one.
It's true. You know, and it's such a, you know, and there's so much luck involved in timing and this, you know, you don't, you know, it's like, you know, I joke, I auditioned for Joey D, you know, in my son's bedroom. You know what I mean? And sent it out into the ethers in the middle of, you know, kind of the second COVID winter or the first COVID winter. And, you know, and then, you know, a month later, you're on a set with George Clooney. So I have always liked the possibility that acting presents, you know, in that way. You can look at it cynically too and be like, the phone's never ringing. But I like to choose to think that the phone could always ring. So you just got to keep swinging. So that's what I like about this work.
Well, it's a great ensemble performance and a wonderful film of The Tender Bar. Matt, thank you so much for making time for us today. Congratulations on the great work, and we wish you continued success.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Love your show. Love, I hope you have having an awesome new year, and I really appreciate being on. Be well.
Hey, that's awesome. Matt, thanks again. I really